CRTV's Radio Network Service. Here's the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebie. The Third African Congress on Railway Digitalization will take place in Yaoundé tomorrow, with Prime Minister Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Guteh representing President Paul Biya at the opening ceremony. More than 196,000 candidates will tomorrow begin sitting this year's session of examinations organized by the Kamon GCE Board in accommodation centers across the country. Kamonians will this week observe the International Biodiversity Day, and ahead of the commemoration, the in-depth segment of the 7 p.m. news examines strides to manage climate change by respecting international instruments. The University of Yaoundé too, SWA, has maintained a lead in the medals tally of the ongoing University Games in Garoua after harvesting more than 11 medals, including 8 in gold. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. We begin with this press release from the Prime Minister's office. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Guteh, will, on behalf of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, preside over the official opening ceremony of the Third African Congress on Railway Digitalization, scheduled to take place at the Yaoundé Hilton Hotel on Tuesday, 28 May 2024, as from 10 a.m. It is signed the Director of Cabinet, Balungeli Confiance Ebune. The President of the African Regional Francophonie Assembly, Francis Drouin, has been received by the President of the Cameroon Senate, Marcel Nyat Njifenji. The audience, which took place this afternoon at the residence of the Senate President, was aimed at finalizing preparations for the 30th African Regional Parliamentary Assembly to open tomorrow at the Yaoundé Conference Center. Talking to the CRTV, the APF president had the following appraisal of the audience.
I want to thank the Camerounese section for the warm welcome that they have given us. Cameroon is an important player amongst the Assemblée Parlementaire de la Francophonie, and tomorrow there will be discussions amongst the region of Africa in the Francophone space. It's important for me to be here. It's symbolic for me as well. My father was a mayor of a town, and they had an exchange with the mayor of Essaka. We're dating back many, many ages ago, but to me, it's symbolic that this is my last trip as president of l'Assemblée Parlementaire de la Francophonie. And I know that Cameroon will seize the opportunity to become a larger player in terms of l'APF. We obviously discuss the important part that Cameroon plays. I've developed many relationships with parliamentarians.
The results of the 2024 Government Common Entrance Examination into Form 1 of General, Technical and Commercial Colleges for the Central Region have been released. Of a total of 25,783 candidates who registered, 25,507 effectively sat the examination, with over 25,200 declared successful, indicating a close to 99% success rate. A release from the Central Regional Chief of Center, Bijo Benjamin Debonair, indicates that about 23,500 candidates passed in List A and over 1,700 in List B. All is set for the written part of the General Certificate of Education, or the GCE Advanced and Ordinary Levels, that begins tomorrow, Tuesday, May 28. A total of 197,000 candidates will be sitting the examinations organized by the Kamon GCE Board, indicating an increase of about 14,000 candidates from the number that registered last year, representing 7%. Officials of the Kamon GCE Board say they have, in collaboration with the Defense and Security Forces, taken enough measures for a smooth conduct of the examinations all over the national territory. Kelly Eben visited some accommodation centers in Yaoundé and put together the following report for the news.
At Government Bilingual High School, Itugibi, this morning, where a violent wind led to infrastructural damage recently, classrooms are given a facelift while some students ensure the school premises is swept. According to the principal, Catherine Yufe Bacha Epus Foju, the ongoing works will be completed later today.
It is about almost 2 weeks ago that work started. We have already selected the rooms that will be used, pasted the names, and we have the list of invigilators, list of accommodation, all the centers that are writing here.
In other accommodation centers, like Government Bilingual Practicing High School Yaoundé and Honor Bilingual High School Kolmbong, coordination meetings were held to ascertain that all is intact ahead of tomorrow's exams.
Chofang Sylvester, Chief of Center of Honor Bilingual High School Accommodation Center. We had a coordination meeting yesterday equally. We had to go and carry the questions. The benches that were supposed to enter into the different rooms were counted following the attendance registers. The police station that will send their elements so that effective check-in of students should be okay.
I'm Madam Geraldine Wiemfa-Fumba, the principal of LBA Yaoundé. We've tried to have teachers who are standby to help guide candidates because some of them are new in this environment. Then we have security people who are at the gate.
After months of burning the midnight oil, candidates across the national territory will begin sitting the written session of the GCE Ordinary and Advanced Levels examination this Tuesday, the 28th of May, 2024.
Close to 134,000 candidates have begun sitting the 2024 Baccalaureate d'Enseignement Général in several hundred accommodation centers all over Cameroon. Reports from the 10 regions of the country say doors were opened as early as 7 a.m. with officials of a baccalaureate board visiting centers to make sure the examination is conducted hitch-free. The Northwest Regional Delegate of Secondary Education, Ezekiel Mbayenjong, disclosed that although there was a drop in the number of candidates this year, the examination kicked off hitch-free in Dongamantung and Mezam, where 117 candidates from the region are sitting the exam. Over 1,100 candidates in the Ocean Division began sitting the examination today. Supervisors say apart from a few absences, the exams kicked off smoothly. Bunun Dongwi Fungwi reports from CRTV South in Kribi.
Candidates sitting the Baccalaureate General exams for the French subsystem of education in the Ocean Division were not only punctual but respected the rules of the exams on day one. Jean-Maurice Noir is Divisional Delegate of Secondary Education for the Ocean Division.
We see this morning 1,550 candidates. Percentage is 99.2%. Those who are writing now. Our sixth center.
The government's bilingual high school, Kwebi, is hosting over 576 candidates with a few absences recorded at the start of the Baccalaureate General exams. Shu Elizabeth, the vice principal of the center, says the exams have begun hitch-free for them.
For now, we have not recorded any incident, just for the fact that there are some children who have not come. We raised about 9 absences and all the others are there and everything's going on fine. And the weather too is favorable.
The students, after writing their first subjects, were satisfied with their input and say they are putting in even more efforts in order to make the list of successful candidates when results are published. Bruno Ndongwe Funwe, CRTV, Kwebi.
Accommodation centers in Bafoussam opened their doors to close to 7,000 candidates sitting the Baccalaureate General examination. Siobhan Bogoma visited some centers in Bafoussam and now reports.
They arrived early in the morning, some at 6 a.m., as they awaited the opening of the doors, which was done at 7 a.m. While some were confident, others looked tensed. Simonif Brian, student.
I feel so confident on this first day of the exams, and I hope to finish the week on a positive note. I started preparing at the start of the school year. I read my books every day to adequately prepare for these exams.
Once the gates were opened, it was time for a systematic and rigorous check before they entered and took their respective seats in the classrooms. Then came the meticulous reading of instructions by the invigilators to the attention of the candidates. At 8 a.m., the exams began. Administratively, those in charge of secondary education and the office Jubak made sure everything was in place to ensure the smooth running of the examinations. Of the 836 candidates registered in the sub-center, two were absent. Shivong Borgama, CRTV News, Bafusam.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. We have this official telegram from the President of the Republic of Poland, His Excellency Paul Biya, President of the Republic of Cameroon. Dear Mr. President, on behalf of the Polish nation and myself, I would like to extend my congratulations and best wishes on the occasion of the anniversary of the Constitution of the Republic of Cameroon. Poland and Cameroon have a history of many years of friendship and cooperation. Poland wishes to support with full commitment the development and prosperity of Cameroon society based on the principles of sustainable development and mutual benefits. I am proud of the deep and friendly ties between our nations, which are reflected, among others, in the activity of Polish missionaries who were with dedication, carried out a social mission for education and health protection in many regions of your beautiful country. Poland welcomes the growing role and contribution of the Republic of Cameroon and the entire African continent to solving global problems, including building peace and security. I am impressed by the positive activity shown by African leaders in international forums, including the UN Security Council. Africa has every right to take its rightful place in global politics, consistent with its potential. Poland will steadfastly support the implementation of these rightful aspirations. Please accept, Mr. President, my best wishes for prosperity, peace, and stable development for all citizens of the Republic of Cameroon. Yours faithfully, Andrzej Duda, President of the Republic of Poland. We have another telex from the Embassy of the United Arab Emirates, Abuja. His Excellency Paul Biya, President of the Republic of Cameroon, I have the pleasure to express to Your Excellency my sincere congratulations and best wishes on the occasion of the National Day of the Republic of Cameroon, wishing you good health and happiness, and for the friendly people and government of the Republic of Cameroon, more progress and prosperity. Please accept the best regards and appreciation. Signed, Mansour bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Vice President of the United Arab Emirates, Deputy Prime Minister, Head of the Presidential Court. On to our in-depth segment. Biodiversity protection advocates in Cameroon are timidly reflecting on what the future holds for the country's biodiversity. This is in relation to the 2024 Biodiversity Day to be commemorated this week in Cameroon. Ahead of the event, Rigobert Maniga presents what constitutes UNESCO's biosphere in the country.
The Korob Rainforest Biosphere Reserve in the southwest region of Cameroon is the latest designated by UNESCO's Man and Biosphere Program. The new designation brings the total of such sites in the world's network of biospheres to 748 in 134 countries, including 23 transboundary sites. But if you were to narrow down to the riches in Cameroon's biodiversity, the Korob Forest is known for harboring many endangered species, including the critically endangered Cross River Gorilla. The Dumbari Biosphere Reserve, located in transition area between savannas and forests in Cameroon, is best known for its bird population of over 100 identified species with diverse flora. The Dengdeng National Park also flies Cameroon's name in the World Network of Biospheres. It consists of a series of community forests, council forest and communal land. According to Aerodef, a local biodiversity conservation NGO, the ecology of this forest area has enriched its fertile soils, bringing to the fore the diversity of plant species. Rivers and streams, meanwhile, are fed with rainfall and seasonal runoff during the wet season.
The Ocean Divisional Delegation of the Environment is reported to be fighting against the destruction of marine biodiversity in Campo via sensitization. Elsin G of CRTV South in Kribi, in the following report, says the inhabitants of Kribi are now conscious it is everyone's responsibility to protect marine biodiversity thanks to these efforts.
Apart from the degradation of marine habitat due to human activities, the marine biodiversity in Campo is equally faced with major threats such as climate change, overfishing, and fishing of protected species such as the marine tortoise. To fight against such actions which have negative impacts on marine biodiversity, the Ocean Divisional Delegation of the Ministry of Environment, Nature Protection and Sustainable Development have been taking a number of measures to protect and preserve marine biodiversity in Campo. Donatien Bunke, official MINDEP.
We have to resensitize the population. We also follow the activity of other NGOs who have to make some activity to the marine park. We accompany the association who protect the marine tortoise.
Speaking in Kribi, stakeholders hail the efforts in protecting endangered species by the population of some villages in the Ocean Division. Once more, Donatien Bunke.
The population have a good way of thinking. Appreciate this conscience. The marine biodiversity is important. You should be a part of the plan to protect this important biodiversity.
Thanks to the actions taken by the delegation, many in the ocean are conscious it's everyone's responsibility to preserve and sustainably use the ocean and marine resources for a sustainable development of marine biodiversity. Osea TV News.
Cameroon is determined to meet the exigencies of the coming Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework adopted in December 2022. The international instrument represents a pivotal advancement in global efforts to reverse biodiversity loss and promote sustainable development. In the following analysis, Sam Lingam says the fight against climate change remains very challenging, despite Cameroon's rich biological potential and the determination of the government.
Last Wednesday, Cameroon joined the global community to celebrate the 2024 International Day of Biological Diversity under the theme Be Part of the Plan, a theme which calls for collective actions to implement the coming Montreal Biodiversity Framework, a crucial blueprint for safeguarding the planet's incredible natural diversity. Cameroon can boast of a dazzling array of biodiversity, from lush rainforest teeming with primates to volcanic mountains harboring unique flora and fauna. These ecosystems provide vital resources, regulate the climate, and hold immense cultural and scientific values. However, this rich tapestry of life faces a growing threat caused by climate change and man-made activities. Deforestation, unsustainable land use practices, and other anthropogenic actions endanger countless species and disrupt the delicate balance of the ecosystem. To roll back this increasing loss of biodiversity and ensure healthy ecosystems, which are the foundation of a thriving planet and society, the Cameroon government must collaborate with local communities in order to reduce their dependence on natural resource extraction and empower them to become stewards of their environment. Public and private environment partners must also support the effective management of protected areas by ensuring the safety and well-being of endangered species and their habitats. Finally, scientific research must be reinforced to better understand biological threats, monitor populations, and develop science-based conservation strategies.
On to other news, the Cocoa and Coffee Festival will take place from Wednesday 29th to Friday the 31st of May 2024 at the courtyard of the Yaoundé City Council. The Minister of Trade, Luc Marc-Lambarga Tangana, made the announcement during a press briefing today in Yaoundé. He was accompanied by the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe. 3,000 copies of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities have been handed to the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guéné. The handing over ceremony, organized by UNESCO and which took place in Yaoundé today, falls in line with collaborative efforts towards promoting awareness and understanding of the international instrument. The 3,000 copies of the Convention are expected to serve as a valuable resource for government officials, civil society organizations, educators, and individuals across Cameroon, empowering them to advocate for the rights and well-being of persons with disabilities. Women of the Dedo clan in the littoral region have showcased their culinary know-how at the traditional and gastronomy open day in Douala. The women used the occasion to raise funds for the Academic Excellence Award initiative coming up in October this year. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz reports from CRTV Littoral in Douala.
Girls and women of the Daido clan didn't miss out this moment to get together and celebrate their mothers, a moment of sharing and joy as several culinary specialties from the Sawa cultural area were cooked, tasted and enjoyed by all. The event was followed by a fundraising campaign to stimulate and encourage the best students who had distinguished themselves in the official examinations. The funds raised will be used to provide scholarships for future baccalaureate holders. Adele Patricia Siliki, president of the Daido Girls Association, says all these initiatives is to bring unity amongst them. This great festive moment enabled the audience to rediscover an icon of Cameroonian song and gave these girls and women the opportunity to sketch out dance steps, a sign of their strong attachment to their tradition. Douala, Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz for CRTV News.
Out of Cameroon, the annual general meeting of the African Development Bank has opened in Nairobi, Kenya. Delegations from across Africa are reflecting on development issues that could accelerate the sustainable development of the bank. CRTV Special Envoy to Nairobi, Veronica Benyela, tells us more in this report.
Africa's transformation, the African Development Bank Group, and the reform of the global financial architecture is the theme of the 59th edition of the annual meetings. Speaking to over 150 journalists from across the world, the bank's president, Dr. Akinwumi Adesina, said, with a population of over 177 million youths, Africa should be the driving force of the world. Discussing what he describes as the high fives of Africa's development, he analyzed the place of Africa in renewable energy. From Light Up and Power Africa, the bank is also looking at how Africa can address the climate change and expand agriculture to feed some 1.3 billion people. This would be more sustainable if industrialization was addressed properly. He stressed that industrialization is only possible with reliable electricity supply added to infrastructure. The backbone of Africa will be solid. That is why the African Development Bank keeps pushing for infrastructure. Infrastructure, he emphasized, should of course link the various markets and skills from across Africa to each other. All this is aimed at transforming and improving the lives of Africans. Dr. Akinwumi Adesina concluded the press conference by confirming that turnover of the high five projects have impacted over 400 million people from across Africa. Veronica Benyela, CRTV News, Nairobi, Kenya.
In sports, the University of Yaoundé Tsouswa is topping the classification table at the ongoing all-university games in the North Regional Capital, Garowa. They are followed by the University of Boya with 2 gold medals and the Gulf University Institute with 2 gold medals. The university games, which are in the third day today, offer opportunities for Cameroon to exhibit its living together fellowship among students and the university community and sociocultural exchanges. In more sports news, Cameroonian cyclists who are acclimatizing in the far north region since Friday ahead of the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon have undertaken an exercise to familiarize themselves with the routes of the first lap that will take place in the region. The bikers rode from Marwa to Mora and returned to their base without major hitches. Henry Tato Ekambi tells us more from CRTV Far North in Marwa.
After spending over 72 hours in the far north region where they are acclimatizing, the cyclists of Team Cameroon came out to get acquainted with the route of the first lap, a course they have never rode on. From the Marua ceremonial ground, the 12 competitive-minded riders with their coaches took off to Mora and returned to their base without any major difficulty. Marcel Ojo is the president of the Far North Regional Cycling League.
Everything is going on well, preparation-wise. Via lodging, feeding and training is going well. The Marwa Mora route is good and just superb for bicycles.
The fitness level of Captain Clovis Kamzong Abosolo and teammates is said to be okay after this exercise. The 12 Cameroonian bikers will undertake light cycling exercises this Tuesday as they continue acclimatizing and training in the far north region. Marua, Henry Tatoegambi, CLTV.
To end this news, a recap of the main points. The Third African Congress on Railway Digitalization will take place in Yaoundé tomorrow, with Prime Minister Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute representing President Paul Biya at the opening ceremony. More than 196,000 candidates will tomorrow begin sitting this year's session of examinations organized by the Cameroon GCE Board in accommodation centers across the country. The University of Yaoundé Tsouwa has maintained a lead in the medals tally of the ongoing university games in Garoua after harvesting more than 11 medals, including 8 in gold. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.